Builders Clothing Drive to boost families in need. Donations of gently used clothing, shoes and accessories for all ages and sizes are being sought for a clothing drive hosted by Leda Homes, now until January 31st. All donated items will be given to our Place Society to be distributed to families in need in the community. As a community-focused business, we feel it is our responsibility to give back to the families and individuals who have supported us throughout the years, said Dave Stevens, president of Leda Homes. We hope that this clothing drive will make a meaningful impact on those in need and encourage others to do their part as well. Stevens has also issued a challenge to other builders to see who can collect the most clothing and have bragging rights. The hashtag LIDA clothing drive has been created to encourage everyone to use it in their social media posts. Donations will be accepted at Leda Homes, 6105 Patricia Bay Highway Tiny Art Show in Cowichan. More than 100 original artworks will be up for auction at the 6x6 Art Show and Auction, a special one-week fundraiser for the Cowichan Valley Arts Council, February 3 to 11. The name for the show stems from the fact that each of the locally produced original artworks is limited to 6x6 inches in size. In addition to paintings, the show includes some sculptures. Janet Magdens, president of the group, says working at that scale can be a real challenge for artists used to creating larger pieces. Yet our talented local artists have produced some outstanding work, creating landscapes, abstracts and pieces both whimsical and thoughtful, she said. For buyers, the auction is a chance to pick up a small piece of work by a professional artist at a great price. The art will be available to view and bid on both online and in person, with bids starting at $30. Proceeds from the auction will support and expand the Art Council's youth programs and bringing regional shows to the gallery. The finale of the week-long event will be a gala reception featuring live jazz, gourmet food and a cash bar, at the gallery Saturday, February 11th. Tickets are $25 and are available by calling the office at 250-746-1633 or at cowichanvalleyartscouncil.ca. In your neighborhood, Victoria Council has voted to increase the maximum amount available for its Migrate Neighborhood grants to $7,500 for placemaking and resiliency projects and up to $1,500 for activities in 2023. The money is expected to support up to 36 community projects. The Migrate Neighborhood Grant Program is incredibly important during these times when community is coming together again, said Mayor Marianne Alto. It is exciting to see residents start to reconnect with the goal of adding vibrancy and resiliency to their neighborhoods. The funds are contingent upon matching equivalent contributions from applicants, including volunteer time and in-kind donations. Grants are available to residents and community groups in the city. Not-for-profit organizations, schools or groups of residents can apply, although a sponsor is required for those without not-for-profit status. In 2022, the city funded 13 community activities, 12 placemaking projects and 11 community resiliency projects. Intake for the 2023 program will open in April, with city staff available to help residents through the application process. Opera's The Ticket Pacific Opera Victoria is making a night at the opera more attainable by distributing more than 1,000 free tickets to more than 40 community organizations for a second year. The organizations hand out the tickets to members of the community who may be experiencing barriers, giving them the opportunity to attend one of three Pacific Opera's 2022-23 mainstage live performances at the Royal Theatre. The North Park Neighborhood Association was thrilled to participate in Pacific Opera's ticket access program, said Sarah Murray, executive director of the association. This program eliminates financial barriers to access, making Victoria's thriving arts and culture scene a more equitable and inclusive space. Community organizations interested in taking part in the program should contact Pacific Opera. More information about the program is available at pacificopera.ca/ticket-access-program. Art for Prospect Lake. The Prospect Lake District Community Association is looking for donations of artwork for its upcoming Art at the Lake fundraising online auction. Proceeds from the event will be used for the maintenance of the Heritage Prospect Lake Hall on the Saanich Peninsula, one of the last community-owned and maintained halls in British Columbia. Downsizing or just tired of looking at certain pieces? Give your old art pieces new life by donating them to Art at the Lake, said Barbara Newton, a volunteer organizing the sale. The association is looking for donations of any type of art, prints, watercolors, pastels, oils, posters, collectibles, statuary, vases or objects d'art. To donate, email jackie.rinch@shaw.ca or telephone Mavis at 250-361-3236 by March 19. $400 million Recovery Fund. Community service organizations, nonprofit organizations, Indigenous governing bodies and charities on Southern Vancouver Island and the Cowichan Valley can apply for funding through the federal government's $400 million Community Services Recovery Fund, now until February 21. The money will help fund one-time projects focused on people, systems and program innovation. Organizations can apply for one of two tiers. Tier 1 includes funding ranging from $10,000 to $100,000, while Tier 2 covers $100,001 to $200,000 for applicants that meet specific criteria. United Way Southern Vancouver Island, the Canadian Red Cross and the Victoria Foundation will accept applications locally. All unincorporated nonprofits should apply to the Canadian Red Cross for funding for one-time projects that focus on how organizations recruit, retain, engage and support their personnel, including staff, volunteers and boards of directors. Apply to the Victoria Foundation with projects that invest in systems and processes involved in creating the internal workings of an organization's overall structure. The United Way Southern Vancouver Island will accept applications for funding to support projects primarily focused on program and service innovation and redesign using information gained during the COVID-19 pandemic. United, we champion initiatives, programs, and projects that integrate and make a significant, positive change in people's lives, said Danella Parks, Director of Community Impact with United Way Southern Vancouver Island. As society recovers and rebuilds, United Way is honored to support this investment by the Government of Canada with a focus on program and service innovation and redesign in the nonprofit sector. For more information, go to communityservicesrecoveryfund.ca.pare@timescolonist.com.